Michael Smiley is a restaurateur in Chicago. Smiley Brothers Brewing Company, they're in Evanston. And now, Michael, you are in East Lakeview or Wrigleyville. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thanks, Steve. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're there, actually. And one thing you've been doing for a long time is brewing your own beer. That seems like a challenging thing to do, and it's always changing with the seasons and all of that, correct?
That's correct. You know, it was a hobby that turned into a career, I guess you could say.
I guess you can, actually. And also, if the other specialty, aside from uniquely brewed beer, are ribs. And, you know, you're in one of two camps if you live in Chicago. I suppose this is anywhere, right? Either fall off the bone or you have to fight with them to get them off the bone. I mean, people, it's like pizza, right? It's either deep dish or thin. I mean, there's no in between. And yours are more the fall off the bone, are they not?
Well, you know, it shouldn't just fall right off the bone. You should be able to, you know, take a bite out of it and not have everything come off at once and slop on your plate. You know, we prefer it to have a little bit of toothsome, you know, give on it, but we don't want it to just completely slide off. But yeah, we cook them pretty well, and they're very tender when they come out.
Indeed they are. I want to go back to the beer. So when you brew your own, how do you decide, okay, I want this style, I want that style, because you have lots of different choices on the menu.
That's true. You know, we can't just brew what we like to drink, because then, there's a lot of other people out there that need to have something too. So we try to brew, a wide spread of choices from old style, not old style, but old school European style brews, and then also American, you know, IPAs and whatnot. So we kind of do a wide spread, and, you know, we're pretty versatile in the brew house, and it shows from our menu.
You know, you mentioned old style, and so many people grew up drinking, I don't know, Schlitz and Miller and Budweiser and old style. Nothing against those beers. They are classic. Having said that, to me, what I've learned over the past 15 years or so, it's really like drinking water. And unless you're at a baseball game, to me anyway, I'm just speaking personally, you tell me, friends, I'm sure you will when you text 312-981-7200. And we do have a texter who says right here, I love his restaurant. I don't know whether they mean the Evanston location or the Wrigleyville location. But to me, it's like water based on what we today, in a bit more sophisticated, or call it snobby if you want to do that. But it's a different perspective I think a lot of people have on beer.
You know, I think that there's a good beer for every occasion, whether, like you said, sitting at the ballpark, roasting under the sun. You know, sometimes a nice cold Budweiser does the trick, right?
Yeah.
Because it's basically sparkling water with some alcohol thrown into it. You know, we brew a light lager as well, but we carefully craft our beers. It takes very high quality ingredients, and it takes a lot of precision on our part in order to make a beer like that. There are macro-produced lagers all over the place. You know, there are a lot of breweries in Chicago, a lot of craft breweries in Chicago that are able to replicate the style, but do it with a much closer eye on production and a really hands-on approach like we do at Smiley Brothers.
What's your Swim Dock Lager? I have several texts here saying, I love that.
So that's a Helles Lager.
What did you say?
So Helles in German is light. So it's really a Munich style lager, a light, crisp lager that is easy to drink and really pairs with a lot of food items. It's one of our most popular beers. We sell it in cans. We sell it in draft. But yeah, everyone seems to like it a lot.
So how do you learn all this stuff that you know about beer? Is there a beer school you guys go to?
Well, our head brewer went to a brewing school here in Chicago and also in Munich. Brad Pulver, our head brewer, he's been with us since we started the company in 2014. And, prior to that, I had just been brewing at home. It had been a hobby. And, the equipment just starts to get bigger and more sophisticated, and eventually it takes over. You know, it's in a closet, then it's in your garage, it's in your basement, it's everywhere. At that point, we decided it was probably a good idea to, instead of just drinking it all ourselves, why don't we try and sell some of this?
I have an idea for you. So I think what you ought to do is charge people to come to a brew test party to determine what the next beers are going to be. I would like to be a beer tester, and I'd pay for that opportunity.
I think a lot of people would like to be a beer tester. That's not a bad idea. You know, we're always trying to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on in, you know, from a demand point of view for beer. Like I said, we can't just brew what we want to drink. We need to know what people are out there looking for. And that's how a lot of our styles have come to fruition, is by listening to the guests that, you know, give us feedback. But, you know, having something down maybe in the city where we can get a panel going and having some taste testers, that's not a bad idea.
I'll have
to put you on the list.
Please, I was going to say, I volunteer for that. I'll emcee that event any old time. Coming up around the corner, everyone knows, you gotta know, if not, you're in trouble. It's Valentine's Day, and like so many restaurants around town, or bars around town, you are celebrating too. And before I ask you about Valentine's Day and what you are doing, I said something I want to ask you about. Restaurants, bars, you're both. I mean, so your locations, it's got this vibe that is... the certainly active vibe. You've got sports playing. It could be the Blackhawks game. It could be whatever's going on in football now on giant screens all over. But at the same time, the food is really good. So is it a bar? Is it a restaurant? What are you?
You know, we're a brew pub, right? We serve craft beer, and we pay special attention to the food that we pair with that beer. That being said, you know, we focus on Texas barbecue because that's where my father came from. That's where I learned how to make the barbecue that I make. And it's been pretty popular. But, you know, beyond just barbecue, we do a lot of, you know, across the board, we do stuff that is pleasing. You know, we want to get everybody in there. The place is supposed to be a community hub. That's what brewery started as, you know, way back, you know, in the old country. The brewery was where you went, you know, with your family to see your friends, you know, to talk about the news in town. It's supposed to be a community hub. So while, yeah, there are sports games on in the background, we have a big open space that, it is a beer hall, but it's intimate. You know, it's someplace you want to take your family to, somewhere you go to meet your friends. You know, it's just a fun place to hang out. We want it to be an extension of your backyard, basically. That's how we view it.
Although one of our neighbors, because you're now, the location in Wrigleyville isn't too far from where we live, and one of our neighbors said, "Oh, I'm so disappointed." I said, "Why?" She said, "Another place? Another dentist place?" Because she saw the name Smiley's, and there are all these dentists that are now calling themselves. Yes! So she thought you were a dentist, but you're not.
You know, what's interesting is, no, we're not a dentist. But the name Smiley comes from the old spelling Smite, which is a maker, right? Someone who makes something. And I guess that's fitting for our brewery. You know, we're making beer and food for the community.
All right. So tantalize me for Valentine's Day.
So Valentine's Day, we're doing something really special. Our chef, Matt Kearney, who opened up our new location here in Chicago, he has put together a four-course tasting menu, which it still utilizes our smoker in a barbecue sense, but it really elevates it to a more eclectic, modern kind of format. So we're doing smoked rillettes of duck. We're doing smoked lobster and brisket, kind of a planned surf and turf. We're doing a strip steak with some beef fat béarnaise, and we have chocolate mousse with toasted marshmallows and brownie crumble for our dessert. And then we've got suggested pairings that go along with the dinner from the beer and wine side.
And is there a website where people can either make a reservation or just read about what you just said?
Certainly. Yeah, you can go on our website, smileybros.com. And on the top, there's a Valentine's Day dropdown. And you can view our menu, and if you want to book a seating, we're doing three seating times, 6, 7, and 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and you can place a reservation with our host desk.
How romantic. Smiley, by the way, is S-M-Y, as he said, S-M-Y-L-I-E-B-R-O-S. And
that is correct.
Yeah, I don't get many things right. I happen to get that right. I lucked out. Michael, thank you so much. So good to talk to you.
Happy to be on, Steve. I hope to see you soon at the restaurant.
Oh, you know you will. And happy early Valentine's Day to you. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Great addition to our neighborhood, a great addition to this radio show.